there. Welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Nathan Fox. I'm one of the co-founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. With me is Tanya Tajani. Tanya is a teacher at LSATdemon.com. Tanya, you've been teaching, I believe, logical reasoning and reading comprehension for us. Yeah. How's that going so far?
It's awesome. I'm loving it. I was a Demon Live student at one point, so it's really cool to come back, be on the teaching side of things. And those are my favorite sections. So I'm having a fun time doing it.
We love hiring our former students. All you got to do is study with us and get something in the 170s and hopefully come work and teach for us. What did you actually end up with, Tanya? How long did it take you to prep for the LSAT, by the way?
I took it two times. And so I think it was almost a total of a year I was studying. First time I self-studied, and then I found the Demon after my first attempt, did Demon Live for a few months, and then ended up getting a 174 on my
174,
second.
Great. Do you remember what your cold diagnostic was?
I believe it was a 158.
Okay. So yeah, 16 point improvement. And when are you planning to apply to law school?
This cycle. So my applications are all in right now. So I'm in the waiting game.
Any scholarships so far?
Not yet. I'm still waiting to hear back from, I haven't heard back from any schools yet. So I heard they're taking a little slow this year.
Well, depends on what kind of schools you're talking about. I mean, we have heard lots of full ride scholarship offers already in from regional schools, but what kind, did you like apply top 14 types of places?
I did. Yeah. That's kind of my goal right now.
Gotcha. Okay, cool. All right. Well, good luck with your cycle and thanks for working with us at LSAT Demon. We have an email here from Lily. You want to read it for us?
Sure. Okay. So it says, hello. During the initial COVID-19 transition to virtual classes, GMU allowed us to make any class we wanted pass-fail, meaning that you'd still get credit for it, but it shows up as an XS on your transcript. I have a 3.75 GPA, mostly A's, but I have a few courses listed as XS because I felt like the grades I received were a consequence of online instruction and not accurately reflective of my academic ability. This was especially true for courses like my physics lab. Okay. Would writing an addendum for this scenario be beneficial or redundant? Are law school admissions suspicious of seeing more than one XS on a transcript? Thanks a lot. Best, Lily.
So you're right in the middle of applications. What's your take on this issue?
From what I've heard, and I'm also a senior, so I was doing online instructions when COVID happened. I changed one of my classes to pass-fail as well. And from what I've heard, it's admissions officers know that COVID happened and they know that most schools across the country did offer this option. And so I don't think having one or two of them would raise too many eyebrows or necessitate necessarily an addendum, especially if you don't want to like draw attention to it. I don't think it's a huge deal, especially during the COVID year. That's my understanding of it, I think.
Yeah, seems like Lily is overthinking it, which is a very lawyerly trait. That's mm-hmm. what good lawyers do, is they overthink everything. Yeah. The global pandemic, I am pretty sure that, yeah, most people are aware that this happened. I think that many, many transcripts of applicants this cycle are going to contain more than just a couple of these XS's. There's going to be all kinds of like missing semesters, missing years, you know, people dropping their entire slate of classes. I can't imagine that this is something that's going to shock and surprise officers. That said, you know, do we see any harm, Tanya, in like a two sentence addendum, or what would you say if you were going to write that two sentence addendum?
I mean, I would keep it super brief and like, not trying to like make up for it or anyway, just be like, because of online learning, I decided to take these courses pass fail. I wouldn't like be too much into like saying online learning was really difficult and like I couldn't keep up or anything like that. Like, because your law school might have online courses now with the way things are going.
Right. Right. There was, yeah, I'm glad you caught that, Tanya, because I had the same reaction. And there's a little tone in the middle of Lily's email that says, I felt like the grades I received were a consequence of online instruction and not accurately reflective of my academic ability. And then, you know, specifically like bitching about the physics lab. And I would just be real careful. If you consider this is, you know, Lily's writing to us and we're not the actual school, but you just don't want to have that same tone when you write to the school, because the school is probably, they probably already moved significantly toward online instruction. And I also think that the world is significantly moving toward online instruction. And so you want to be real careful about, just generally speaking, right? Don't make yourself look like you're going to be somebody who complains about any circumstances, but specifically don't make yourself look like you're somebody who complains about school circumstances.
Yeah, exactly. And like, if it's just a few, I honestly don't even think you need too much of an explanation, if at all. Because I know some schools too, like they made mandatory pass fail. So there's a lot of students whose all of their transcript for that year is pass fail. So I don't think you're standing out too much with a few.
Right. Exactly. I don't think you're standing out at all. I don't think that there's any penalty here for a 2-sentence addendum that just says, hey, if you're curious why there's all these XS's on my transcript, that was because of, you know, there were online classes that we had pass fail grading.
Right. Exactly.
And that's it. But I definitely don't think that it is necessary. And I also don't think that law school admissions are going to be suspicious of seeing more than one of these XS's on your transcript during the past year. I think you're totally, totally safe. All right. Anything else there, Tanya, for Lily?
I don't think so.
All right, email daily at lsatdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.